Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Sports Joe presents the GAA Hour.
Delighted to be joined today by Tullaher Ross Burke and hurler Walter Walsh ahead of the AIB All-Ireland Junior Hurling Championship final. The AIB All-Ireland Hurling Championship features some of hashtag the toughest players from communities across Ireland. So Walter, it's not your first time preparing for a final in this grade. You were back here in 2009. I'd say it feels like a long time ago now.
Yeah, it doesn't. Well, it certainly does feel like a long time ago. So yeah, it was 15 years ago. I'm actually sitting in a classroom here in Good Counsel College. The last time I'm teaching here now, but the last time I was in this All-Ireland, I was a student here. I was a six-year student here. So it's different, certainly different being on the other side of the classroom up at the teacher's desk here now as opposed to last time. And even in preparation, it's kind of, maybe as you get a bit older, you maybe start to appreciate that these days don't come around too often and you might start to appreciate it that bit more.
It must have been a surreal experience back then, I suppose, one of your first years as an adult hurler to be going up to Croke Park with your club. I know it didn't end as you would have wanted back then.
Yeah, no, it is. It certainly is. And just you kind of take it in your stride a bit more when you're younger. You maybe don't think about it as much. And maybe that's a good thing in a sense.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
That year, 2009, when we were last in it, we were beaten in the colleges A final as well. Turner CBS beat us in that, and we lost the minor that year to Galway as well. So it was after the previous year of the success of winning the minor final with Kilkenny, we beat Galway in 2008, and then we went on to win the county final and Leinster final with Tullaher. Then at the junior grade, and then everyone was going great. You're winning All-Irelands and county championships and Leinsters, and then to go next year, you're losing three All-Irelands. It kind of makes you appreciate it a bit more, even at a young age at the time. But everything's going well in preparation for this one now.
So how did you go after that then? You were obviously up to intermediate then for 2009 season in Kilkenny. I know you got to an intermediate final in 2016. Like, did you stay up from 29 until then, or what way was it?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, we stayed up, and we were, I suppose, the first couple of years up there, it took us a while to find our feet, and we got some good young players at the time who were coming on, the likes of Conor Hennessy, Keane O'Donoghue, Donough O'Connor, these lads were kind of adding to our team that time, and I suppose they're the more experienced lads now, but we would have got relegated 4 years ago, I think, and yeah, we just went on a bad run. Like, we were competitive at intermediates, we were in the county final and we were in semi-finals and that, so we had some good years when we were kind of knocking on the door, but yeah, just one bad year back down junior then, and it's gone very, very competitive down there, and some of the teams down there, you know, it's a change from maybe 15 years ago when we first won junior with Tuller Ross Burke, and that's in 2008. It was, you know, there wasn't as many maybe good teams now. There's so many 6-7 teams that can win it. So that's the reason it took us so long to come up. And even the team we beat in the final, Freshford, they were in an intermediate final a couple of years ago, and they just a bad run and they got relegated. And again, they were hoping to bounce back up, but it's not that simple.
It's fairly dog eat dog in Kilkenny when it's the 12 team senior and 12 intermediate. The junior and intermediate grades in particular are more competitive than they sound anyway.
Yeah, no, they are definitely. And I know Thomastown this year, really, they've won games by a lot, but that wouldn't usually happen in Kilkenny, that there'd be such a gulf in the teams. And you can see how well they progressed through Leinster as well. And all Ireland series, like, they're flying it, so they're going to be a good senior team, definitely. Yeah,
you mentioned there teaching in Good Counsel College, and that's where you are now. It must make for a wild week whenever Kilkenny are playing against Wexford, when you're obviously living so close to the border, especially when you're teaching there.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, so most of the students, well, I'd say about 2/3 of the students here are from Wexford. I'd say the rest are Carlow and Kilkenny, but mainly Kilkenny there make up the final third. So, yeah, no, it is. It is. During the, like, if you lose to Wexford, coming in here is like the fairness to young lads. The students mightn't say a whole lot, but they might just have like a smile on their face. You know, they would. You know, in fairness, sure, there's a healthy rivalry here, and you know, it'd be different if they weren't happy coming in here, the Wexford lads, when they beat us. And you know, over the last number of years, it has been, you know, has been very, very competitive with Kilkenny and Wexford, and you know, the games, so when they've been beating us or we've been beating them, and it's, I suppose, that healthy rivalry, especially on the border here in New Ross, it's massive for bragging rights alone. But yeah, I've no doubt next year there'll be a bit of that going on. We'll be meeting each other a fair bit, just especially with the way the round robin is, and I suppose the league over the last number of years. We face Wexford an awful lot as well, and that rivalry is certainly still there.
Would you have went to school with many of the Wexford hurlers and played with them, as you said, back in Good Counsel?
Yeah, the year we went, we were in the All-Ireland final. We won Leinster that year. There's a lot of lads who had represented Wexford at minor and under 21 level and the senior ranks. Matt Johannan would have been, he was a year behind me in school, but we would have hurled together. We're same age, I think 91. We played minor against each other as well. And obviously under 21 and senior. There obviously are, there's a few other lads. Harry Keogh was with the Wexford team for a number of years. He was here in Good Counsel as well. And look, there's many more. Like Mikey Dwyer, he's a couple of years behind me. He's a good few years younger than me, but he came to Good Counsel here as well. So there's a lot of lads who, I'm probably forgetting a few. Ian Carty, actually, who was actually marking this year for a period in that match below in Wexford Park. He came to Good Counsel here as well. But again, he would have been a few years younger than me as well.
It heightens it, I suppose, that rivalry for you then. Like when you are so close, I suppose, there on the border, and you've the kids coming into school maybe with a smile on their face with extra, or if Wexford are after winning, so you nearly have to give them a bit of extra homework on days like that.
Oh yeah, we won't punish them. We won't punish the Wexford boys in here. So I know, treat them all the same here.
Did you play a bit of rugby in school as well?
Yeah, rugby in the school. I would have played rugby in the school here as well. We had some decent rugby teams. I suppose Good Counsel College would be considered more a GA school. With the two sports, you're just looking at hurling and football. They would take kind of priority in the school. I suppose we're competing at, you know, the first level in terms of football and hurling. And so I've won Leinster titles in football and hurling in the school as well, at the top level in schools. So rugby, it's kind of hard to, you know, you're trying to concentrate on your studies as well, or you're being told by your parents to concentrate on your studies, to pick up another sport, rugby in the school. It's hard for lads to do more than two sports when you're here. But yeah, I would have played rugby at junior level and at senior level. But I suppose club rugby is where I would have, you know, concentrated on a bit more with New Ross as well.
Did you ever play hurling or football against Tadhg Furlong down there?
So Tadhg was here as well. I never actually played against him in hurling or football. Maybe practice games, maybe through the club. He's in Horace Wood, maybe going back years. That would have been about it. But I played rugby with Tadhg and his brother Owen as well. We would play rugby with him more. So I never really played against him.
Okay. Did you play a bit of golf as well, Walter?
Tried to play a bit, but I used to play a bit when I was younger. But since I've been going back playing golf, it hasn't been, you know, hasn't been too enjoyable now. But the last time I played a bit of golf was actually the day before Richie Reid's wedding. We went out for around 8 of us, and it was in Mount Juliet. It wasn't, you have to be playing golf, you want plenty of time for golf anyway. You know, the ball was going everywhere, but that was enjoyable nonetheless. But that's something I might look into in the future there whenever I hang up the boots.
The reason I was asking is because you have the left hand grip on top of the hurl when you're hurling. I was thinking that might come in to give you a bit of a hand when you're playing golf. You're so used to it.
Yeah, well, it should anyway. Hold the golf club the right way anyway, so that's a help. Keeping that golf ball straight is another thing. But yeah, I would have played a lot when, like, New Ross Golf Club is actually, it's in Tuller, our parish. Like, that's where the course is. So I would have played a good bit when I was younger. I'd say I probably stopped playing when I was about 15, but I was playing until I was about eight years of age. I used to love golf as well, but again, it's time for these things. You can't play everything, especially as you get older. Certain things take priority.
Just on the grip on the hurl, like, was that, I presume it was probably a natural thing that was just the way it came to you. Like, but I'm wondering, did anyone ever try and like coach that out to you just because it's not the normal way of doing it, or what way was it?
Yeah, definitely. My father used to be on to me to change it a bit as well. And different coaches might have said it to me, but I suppose like I was holding it that way, and I was probably playing well, at underage club level. I was probably one of the best players that way, and you think you don't need the change, but look, it is unique. I have to do work on it. I've adapted it a fair bit over the years to change it. Even like a short passing game, like I hold the hurl the right way when I'm doing that, because it does restrict you in a way, in some ways, but it doesn't really restrict me striking the ball. So you'd see a lot of club players hold the, like might hold the hurl like me, and it might restrict them. But we have, even with Tuller, we actually have four of the lads who are starting who hold the hurl like me as well. And I think that if someone was looking on, they might blame me for it. But the younger lads hold it like that as well. But look, if you're able to do it, you work on something enough, you get skillful in your own respect, and you know it works for me anyway. But if I was back again, and I was starting to play hurling, I think I would try it the right way. You could be better. You don't know, there's pros and cons to it, but at this stage now, I'm not going to change. Now it's worked for me so far, so I keep going.
That was just the natural way you picked it up at the very start, was it?
Yeah, and you see, even like, for example, you see different. So you see there's different things, like even when like Jamie Redknapp and the
League of Their Own, was it?
League of Their Own, those lads, they were over in Nolan Park one day, like Freddie Flintoff and these lads. They nearly the natural way you pick up a hurl, like all those lads, is kind of their golf swing, same as they hold the hurl the wrong way as well. Because maybe that's how I just started it, and I just kept going with that. But if I was back again, I might change it. But look, I haven't that chance now, so I'll keep going the way I'm holding it.
Yeah, well, it didn't hold you back too much. I suppose you obviously made your break with Kilkenny Minors and then onto the seniors in 2012. Like, that was such a... I know, I'd say you've talked about it so much now down through the years, but like such an amazing kind of rise to stardom that year, and that you weren't in the panel up until the All-Ireland quarter-final, and then you were into the team for the replay. Like, you spoke before about how much of a shock it was when the team was named that day, that you were nearly embarrassed when it was named. Like, was it, you still, yeah. I'd say it's one of those moments that just sticks with you forever when that team was named.
Yeah, it was. Look, I suppose when you're back then, you mightn't realize the magnitude of the whole thing, and just the way it worked out. Obviously the ball fell my way a bit. I scored I scored 1-3 that day, and look, it's something like, obviously I don't look back on it too often now, but it was very positive, experience in that. But again, like I don't look back on it too often, really. I think maybe when you finish, you might start looking back and say, oh, that was great or that. But really, it's nearly, you're always on to the next challenge. Or, for me, obviously, it's this coming Saturday. That's what I'm looking forward to. And when I finish with that, my attention will turn to Kilkenny again next year. And you're trying to win your next match, trying to get in on the team. Those things kind of take priority. And I don't think you'd want to look back too much. You kind of do that when you finish your career, I think. And you can, then you might look back on it. But yeah, look, it was a very positive experience, I suppose. And it's something I probably will, when I finish up, look back on.
So you actually didn't know until the Friday night before the game that you were starting. Like it probably even would have helped, like nerves wise as a young lad, that you've probably have so little time to think about it.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Well, sure. Look, I was as shocked as anyone in the room when it was named on the Friday night. Maybe the managers would give you more of a heads up, but look, it worked out in the end. We won the match. That's the main thing. You win an All-Ireland final. And look, it worked out for me. But yeah, look, nerves-wise, I wouldn't get particularly nervous about matches. I don't think so. Nerves, yeah, some nerves. Nerves are good before a match, but I wouldn't be getting too nervous that it would throw me too much. And maybe Brian might have thought that as well. But yeah, look, just you get on with it. This Saturday, I'm going to be taking this as another match that you're trying to win. I know it's in Croke Park, it's with your club. Emotions may be running high, but again, at the end of the day, it sounds like a cliche, but you're just going up there to win a match, and that's it. You're going up there to do a job, whether it's in front of 100 people or 10,000 people or whatever. It's a match, and it's there to be won, and there's silverware at stake.
I suppose then, just looking ahead to the weekend, I know you've obviously been there before. You're in that unique situation that you had it out in Croke Park before, but I suppose it's new players mostly. It must be bring great excitement to around the area the last few weeks, the run you've been on.
Yeah, definitely. It's massive, and particularly I suppose for the supporters, even the I suppose the juvenile section of our club, it's massive for young people in the club to see that's your club running out on Croke Park, and you're there to support your club. Like, that's massive, and that's going to gauge even more interest. Like our underage in the club is, like, our numbers have never been as good. We've recently had a new pitch gone in. There was such a demand for it, and that's gone in. We're training on that as well at the minute, which is, it's really dry. It's really well drained. It's really good preparation before we play on Croke Park as well. But look, everything, the supporters, there's a great buzz around the place. Look, we haven't a massive population. We're a very rural club. In Tuller, in like Lister Lane itself, there's a school, there's a shop, a church, and a pub. That's it. There's not many houses around the area. We don't, like, it's everyone kind of backing us. The support we've got from just goodwill of supporters, people involved in the club, just to do things like us, like food after training there since we entered the Leinster campaign, a bit of gear, things like that, recovery in New Ross, and there's an Apex there where we just pool facilities. So we've really emphasized, or I suppose we spend our funds on recovery and nutrition, which is a really good way to spend it, because we've gotten this far.
It's probably it's obviously been a long year. Like, you've got to the All-Ireland final with Kilkenny, and then in with the club, and you're hurling all the way up to now. But I suppose it's when it is kind of a novelty, and it's your second time here, I'd say it doesn't feel like you've had, it doesn't feel like it's burnout or anything like that. It's probably just the buzz probably takes it through.
No, yeah. And even after the All-Ireland final, I'd say I might have even had 6 weeks off. I got married, and two of my brothers got married within that time as well. So it was busy time between honeymoons and everything like that. But again, the management were, they were really understanding, and they encouraged me to take a break. But again, you take a break, but that's from training. But you're like, Joe, you're minding yourself, you're in the gym, you're going for a run. Like, it's not like you're completely taking the foot off the pedal. Because like, again, at the end, like after the All-Ireland, like there was a, you know, you're disappointed, you're down about hurling. And then, Joe, the next thing is, Joe, we're lucky we're straight into a club campaign that we have a potential of winning. And like, we knew we had a good chance of winning, but Joe, we had to really perform in that junior championship. So it was a case of, Joe, take a break. And the management have been unbelievable in that regard. It'd be easy for them to say, Joe, like kind of nearly a power trip, like, Wally's back there now, we need to get him trained to show, like, Joe, to see the inter-county lad who's nearly who's boss here or that. But they were just so understanding, and it kind of made me want to give more. And when I was away for a bit of a break there, Joe, I was keeping myself doing a bit, going for a run, gym, like I was keeping myself right, because Joe, it works both ways for management and players.
Yeah, we did a bit of running, a bit of training out on the honeymoon, did you?
I was in Cancun there, a few runs on the beach and that. Yeah, no, it was grand. Nice weather, hot weather training. I think that's what we put that down to. It stood to me in the end.
Good stuff. And I suppose then after, you're obviously looking ahead to it now, but back in with Kilkenny, and we'll be looking forward to that then after.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, look, my attention has been purely with the club at the minute, and you know, it won't be after the Saturday evening, it'll swiftly turn to Kilkenny and getting, you know, fighting for your place, you know, on the panel championship plan for that, and then obviously starting 15. That's kind of where my head will turn, and hopefully it'll be an injury free year for me. That's obviously very important for, I suppose, any player. Like, but that's something that I'd be looking for as well, just to keep my body right, no injuries, and just have a good run at it. And hopefully we'll have a successful year.
Yeah, lovely. Listen, thanks a million for that, Wally. Best of luck at the week and for the rest of the year.
Thanks very much, Niall. Thank you.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.